Victor Lewis alongside me as always, keeping us caught up on everything that's trending out there in the world. What's happening?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's like the 8th century all over again. The Vikings are invading Scotland. There is a really fun article on the BBC where these people had a museum exhibit that featured a Viking longboat, and they wanted to do a really cool thing and take that longboat to a school that was down the street. So they loaded it up on a trailer to go show these kids and let them like ooh and ah over this Viking longboat. But they left the mast up because they wanted to arrive really cool, like they were, you know, sailing over there and stuff. And
of course,
the mast knocked down some power lines and completely killed power to this town in Scotland for like a solid day. It is a very hilarious little piece of news from the BBC today.
Nice.
Other news that
I got nothing on that. Just Vikings. Yeah,
classic Viking raiding noises.
No power in Scotland, just like the 8th century.
Just like the 8th century. I also 100%. Want to talk about Perseverance. I feel like it's been a while since we talked about my little rover friend.
This is the one on Mars, right?
Yeah. It's pretty common knowledge at this point that Perseverance has found a lot of things regarding water on Mars. We have all but confirmed that there was indeed water on Mars at some point. There might be some around right now. We're still looking around for it. The interesting thing in Time magazine today is concerning boulders. Boulders being on the surface of Mars might not seem like too big a deal, but there's this like a delta where some sediment has been dropped by rivers and flooding and stuff. But in the middle of this delta are a bunch of boulders, large rocks, things that wouldn't be moved except for a large volume of water flash flooding down on it.
Okay.
Which is leading to some interesting climate theories on what Mars used to look like. I think Perseverance is going to continue to find new things to tell us more about Mars that are going to paint a way different picture of that planet than we currently think of it about. It's not that different from Jurassic Park and scaly dinosaurs and it taking decades to repair the damage of no, they could have had feathers. There could have been all kinds of crazy things happening there. There's no reason to assume the dinosaurs look like the Jurassic Park lizards, and in fact, they probably didn't.
Right.
Yeah, but that's science. That's how that goes, right?
Are we saying decades to erase the damage caused by Jurassic Park? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, Jurassic Park was one of the movies that like pushed the bird theory more than anything had existed before.
Yeah, but I'm talking pure appearance.
Like just appearance?
Yeah,
okay.
The outside appearance of the dinosaurs.
Like that was Alan Grant's whole thing in the movie was, they're just like birds. And that was still like a new theory in 1993.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that comes from Crichton really trying to be on the cutting edge of science a lot of the time. Well, that doesn't transition into what I had next on tab. So instead, we're going to skip. We're going to keep trying to go with science. We're going to talk about someone at USA Today, Jay Cannon, having a wonderful amalgamation of news moment. They've tied this story about Prince Charles's Aston Martin into both a climate summit taking place and the most recent James Bond movie.
Right.
Because
that's clear, because Aston Martin equals James Bond, and the story is about Prince Charles like converting his Aston Martin into an eco-friendly.
Yes,
CBS
is.
Had that, yeah.
But it's a classic case of me wanting to explain a headline. The headline says that Prince Charles's Aston Martin runs on wine and cheese.
I don't think a guy named Jay Cannon's going to talk like that.
He might, especially based off how this is coming off. And his lead is, Prince Charles's car is much like a fancy dinner party. Like, that's the vibe that he's going for. And
you sound like a 40s gangster that decided to go into news reporting.
Look, I have not a lot of voices. Like, I got Hulk Hogan, I got old-timey news reporter. Like, you just gotta
take 40s gangster,
what you
and
get.
You just combined the two.
Yeah. But technically, Aston Martin runs on bioethanol, which, you can make from wine and cheese. You can also make from other things, and I can guarantee you that it does not smell anything like wine and cheese. It's also not like it's a new Aston Martin. It's a classic DB6, which there's also a quote saying that it's more powerful and runs better than it used to. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
It's been refurbished.
It's basically a brand new car under the hood, which it's 7:52. I'm going to give you a choice for what we're going to talk about. We can talk about an NFL locker room debate over PB&Js. We can talk about drinking after driving, or we can talk doing bad flicks in a zoo.
Drinking after driving.
Yeah.
This seems interesting. I don't know why.
So an accountant went to court facing drunk driving claims after crashing her Mercedes into another vehicle. She is 26-year-old. There were four kids in the car. And her claim was that she was four times over the legal limit because she drank some vodka to, quote, calm down after the crash. The circumstances are very wild. She crashed into this person, ran over, said, I'll give you $1,000 to not worry about this. The person said, no, you kind of ruined my car. And then she got in her car and drove off and went to a friend's house where the police came and got her. And she was like, oh, I've been drinking. Ah. And this feels like a sort of cut and dried thing, but as far as courts go, it ends up being a fairly interesting hearing because the prosecution was not present enough to be able to push this case further. So, like, she was found not guilty of drunk driving.
Was she still found guilty of causing the accident in the first
place?
Okay.
Yes, she was. But obviously the consequences for her get significantly more serious
if it's drunk driving.
If there's alcohol involved.
Right.
But yeah, it's an interesting case of an absentee court system sort of failing a little bit that people are talking about a lot today. There are hella Twitter jokes about this going on.
She also got in trouble for having fled the scene of an accident, right? Like, she's in a lot of trouble.
She gave the person her insurance information. It wasn't like a hit and run. Like,
she gave
the person the stuff, and then the person thought that she was acting erratically enough that maybe she should.
Probably
call
all that drinking
in.
She was planning to do in the future.
Yeah, I was thinking real hard about all these drinks I'm about to
have. This is what I'm going to be acting like in an hour. I'm just giving you a preview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a wild story, and it's pretty much second only to the Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly stuff on Twitter today, which if you're even coming close to that, you're doing pretty good.
Potting you down right now.
That's
on that
fine.
One.